हरे कृष्णा। टू ग्रो इन ह्यूमिलिटी स्टे रूटेड इन रियालिटी। वी ऑल हैव प्रोबेबली मेट ईगोमैनियक्स, पीपल हु जस्ट लाइक टू टॉक अबाउट देमसेल्व्स, व्हाट आई थिंक, व्हाट आई डू, हाउ आई अचीव दिस, हाउ आई कॉन्कर दैट। दे जस्ट थिंक दैट द वर्ल्ड बिगिन्स एंड एंड्स विद देम एंड एवरीथिंग शुड रिवॉल्व अराउंड देम। आज पीपल are often alienating, and especially in spiritual life, when we want to grow, we know that we need humility. So how do we grow? How do we become humble? How do we grow in humility? Humility actually grows naturally when we stay rooted in reality. No, those who don't have humility, those who are the opposite, that is, those who are egomaniacs, no, they are not rooted in reality. They are floating in imagination. They imagine themselves to be the sole doers of things. They imagine themselves to be to have achieved things by on their own, without anyone's assistance. Whereas if, and this is an imagination, they may think that I am the best in the world, but tomorrow they may just lose their ability because of old age, because of a stroke, or ultimately because of death, and then they will go to the next life without many of their abilities. So we need to recognize that the reality is that whatever we have, those are borrowed things. Those are things which we have got temporarily. Our gifts are ultimately not our own. They are there today and they may go the next moment. So if we remember that whatever it is that is enabling us to make a contribution, whatever it is that is enabling us to move forward and do something constructive, that is a gift. Then that awareness of reality will prevent us from becoming proud. It won't let achievement steal our humility. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about 20 characteristics of knowledge. It describes that these 20 qualities comprise knowledge. And the first among them is humility. So in 13.8 to 12, these qualities are listed. And 13.8 states, Amanitvam adambhitvam ahimsa shantirarjavam acharyopasanam shaucham sthairyam atma vinigraha. So Amanitvam, one who is actually without seeking honor, adambhitvam, one who does not make a show in order to show of qualities, when one does not have those qualities also, in order to seek honor, so to in order to get some glamour, get some prestige. So amanitvam adambhitvam, Krishna begins the list of the qualities that comprise knowledge by twice describing this in the negative: lack of the craving for honor, lack of the craving for glamour, we could say. That the person is not chasing after respect from others, honor from others, based on what one has or based on what one doesn't have either. So either way, the important thing is to stay steady and to move onwards in our spiritual life, to move onwards towards Krishna. So if we stay rooted in reality, being aware that we have some gifts, humility doesn't mean to think that I am worthless, to think that I am good for nothing. No, that is simply self-pity and that is self-centered. So actually, when we are rooted in reality, we can also be self-confident. So humility and self-confidence can go together if we recognize that actually humility is being rooted in reality, and self-confidence also comes from being rooted in reality. If by God's grace we have been given some qualities and we have worked at those qualities, we have practiced adequately, then we have the capacity to perform, to do well, to make constructive contributions. So when we have humility, we stay rooted in reality, and thereby we make contributions without losing our devotion, without losing our connection with reality, without losing our connection with Krishna. And thus, as we grow in humility, we become more and more aware that by Krishna's mercy, we are able to do many wonderful things in life. And thus we move steadily onwards towards Krishna, and ultimately we attain Krishna. Thus, By staying rooted in humility, by rooted in reality, we can grow in humility, and ultimately we can be transported to the supreme reality, that is the reality of eternal life with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.